thank you for joining us on The Skeptic Sidekick, where we delve into ancient societies, the ghosts, the paranormal, UFOs, all looking at it from the perspective of the true believer and from the skeptic perspective. Joining me, my partner, my co-host, my sibling, Kimber Rodriguez. Myself, I am Richard Gregg. And again, let's look into being the skeptic psychic. Hello, and thank you once again for coming to the Skeptic Psychic. I am Richard Gregg, and with my host, my one, only, greatest, most fearful sister in the whole wide world, Kimber Rodriguez.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Doing fine. So what are we going to be discussing tonight?
We are going to be talking about shadow people.
Shadow people. Are they the ones that are dancing on the ceiling or dancing across the walls? Or are they dancing in the sheets?
They are just kind of standing around watching.
That's what I hear.
So, have you ever seen a shadow person?
Yes, I have. But want to discuss that much later because due to the fact that most of the reports are from the earliest part of the 21st century, as opposed to when I actually saw a real shadow person.
That's interesting because I've talked to people who have seen them as children, and these are full-grown adults. So I don't know if it's maybe with the surge of the internet that these stories are able to come together and be discussed now. But it's something that I think has actually been around for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Now, with shadow people, it's been either displayed as either being a demon or a ghost or an interdimensional being, aliens, time travelers.
Also, outer body experiences.
Right. Well, when you're talking about sleep paralysis, a lot of people have stated as one of the problems of seeing the shadow people have also experienced sleep paralysis with that as well.
There has been that. Some people have had sleep paralysis when seeing shadow people. I've also heard of people seeing them and when they're wide awake and out of bed. So that kind of defeats that theory for me.
Sometimes I've talked about it being a full body apparition that shadow people have actually touched things on the wall as opposed to, you know, hand passing through them, that sort of thing.
Also, some people report feeling threatened and report them as being menacing, scary, or creepy and having an evil intent. Others feel that the ones that they've seen are calming, relaxing. Others say they just seem curious. So this kind of feeds into, are they a demon? Are they just a ghost? Are they an alien curious about the way we live our lives?
Or are they just kind of sitting back, just reminiscing? You know, counting shadows on the wall, but I'm one too.
Yes. Jason Offutt, the author of Darkness Walks, The Shadow People Among Us, commented that many shadow people encounters do seem to mirror ghost encounters and are the most common types of shadow person encounters is the blacker than night, human-shaped shadow that people see walking through their bedroom, hallway, living room, etc. These people are most benign and usually not taking notice to those who absorb them. That's very interesting that he says that. My theory is maybe a shadow person is a ghost who cannot fully form. Maybe they don't have enough energy at the time to form into a full apparition or human-looking spirit. So that's why they take on the form of the shadow.
Again, there's also one of the foremost descriptions, which I'd say 9 times out of 10 people that describe shadow people is the man with the big hat. I kid you not. That stands about between 8 to 10 feet tall. Some say that it's a cowboy hat. Some say it's a stovepipe hat. Others have stated that just the hat itself adds a little bit more height to it, but without the hat, it would be 8 to 10 feet tall.
Oh, wow. I have heard that a lot of people say that they've seen it with a hat. Speaking of the hat, do you believe that the legend of the Slender Man was based on an actual shadow person?
Slender Man, kind of, I think, is what the internet origins of shadow people are. It was basically originally set up as post your scariest drawing. And I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he actually did a slender man with his arms stretched out, fingertips between 6 to 12 inches long, no face. I mean, I can look on that for you real quick, the name of the artist. But after that is when people are like, yeah, I've seen that in a nightmare.
That makes me wonder. The image of the Slender Man, as you had mentioned, was a drawing by this gentleman who did it, I think, for an art contest, but I know you're looking that up.
Eric Knudsen.
Yes. But my wondering is, do you think it's possible that it being out there on the internet kind of created this entity out of nothing, and that's why people are starting to see it now? Or do you think it's all just in our minds because of the fact that it's so popular that either people are creating this image out of their imagination, or are they just saying that they've seen it to jump on the bandwagon and keep it popular?
I'm thinking that it is a creation of his own imagination, but the similarities to what shadow people would have been, clicked open a mass hysteria. Thank you very much. A mass hysteria. And because even as when we were kids, there's a difference between seeing a ghost and seeing the shadow people.
True. Well, I personally have never seen a ghost, but I know you have. I have seen a shadow person, but again, we will discuss that towards the end. Now, the thought of it being astral bodies. First of all, do you believe in outer body experiences?
Yes. And it's nothing compared to that.
Interesting. I once thought about trying to do an outer body experience, and it was the weirdest feeling because it's like I could actually start to feel myself lifting out of me. And at that moment, I kind of freaked out and I got up and was like, forget this, I'm not messing with it. And I've never tried it again after that. Right. It was definitely the weirdest experience. What about time travelers? Do you think it's possible to travel through time? And do you think that we are seeing the essence of the person traveling through time?
I would have to actually say we'd have to ask Dr. Samuel Beckett if there was such a person.
Speaking of which, did you see the somebody posted about all the captains together from the Enterprise? I think I sent it via the meme. And it said, isn't it great that Sam Beckett was able to...
I saw that one. It says, after Dr. Samuel Beckett, all seven captains to be together, he leaped home.
Let me look that up.
Because actually, Sisko originally wasn't a captain. He was a commander. He didn't make captain until season 2 or 3.
Right. One sec.
I'm sorry. That's showing off my trivia. Oh, after uniting all the Star Trek captains, Sam Beckett was able to leap.
There you go. Yeah, I thought you would enjoy that because you like Star Trek and you liked Quantum Leap. So I thought that was right up your alley.
Yes.
Okay, back on topic. Sorry for our tangent. You got two ADD people, folks.
Yes.
Now, interdimensional beings. Again, do you believe that there are multiple dimensions?
Yes, I do.
So do you think it's possible that these shadow people could be beings that are traveling between the dimensions?
That's kind of a question, because being someone that when he was younger believed he could travel through interdimensions, that could be a possibility.
Interesting. Yes, we'll have to talk about that on another show when we do a topic of dimensions. If you'd like to hear a show on the different dimensions and hear Richard's story, let us know. You can either send us an email or visit our website, fill out our form. Also, on our Facebook group, if you want to mention it there, we can go into more detail on that for another episode.
Yes.
So. Now, the aliens. I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but I personally have a hard time believing in aliens. But it's just, and maybe it's selfish of me or conceited of me to believe that we're the only people in the universe, even if there are multi-universes and maybe life forms on those other universes. How is it that they're able to visit ours? I mean, the Milky Way as it is such a vast galaxy that for people to travel between it would take so many light years that I just don't see how it's possible for aliens to come and visit our planet. What do you think?
On that note, why not? I mean, they may have more technological advantages, and they could travel within the speed of light or FTL, or they could actually warp drive down here.
But if they were to travel by the speed of light, wouldn't they age as they traveled?
Not necessarily, because Einstein's theory that's actually been a little bit proven, because two twins working for NASA, one was sent up to space, the other one stayed down, and they monitored their bodies. And they actually theorized that the twin that was on the mission had younger cells than the one living down on Earth.
Interesting. Again, we're getting off topic, though. We'll have to discuss that more in another episode. Again, folks, ADD, gotta love it.
Yes, but we were talking about traveling, the age differences. So
now, what are your thoughts on it being just the sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis, I didn't discover until later in my life that I had actually have sleep paralysis. But on the other hand, before I started having sleep paralysis, I'd actually see shadow people peeking at me as far as being 7 or 8 years old.
Interesting.
So how can you have sleep paralysis at that young of age?
Demons or other entities. Now, I do believe in demons. I can't guarantee that we'll do a show on demons because they freak me out. And I feel like talking about them encourages them to come into form. So I try to avoid that topic, so we may not discuss that on our show. But what is your thought on that, shadow people being demons?
Very dark subject. I don't feel like, even though they're scary, I don't get the evil presence about them.
Well, they do say that the demons are from hell and that they're the fallen angels out of heaven with along with again, Satan.
Fallen angels and demons, that's on the fence, because there's actually, you know, two different things when it comes to that. Some people believe that demons were fallen angels. Some believe that the fallen angels were actually the Nephilim. But again, it's another topic altogether.
Yes, that's the amazing thing about the shadow people, is it brings up so many different topics. What have we not discussed with the shadow people yet?
We've discussed ghosts.
Yes. We've discussed aliens.
Demons. interdimensional beings.
Now, this is an interesting figments twist.
Figments of imagination. Basically, we've discussed the...
Here's an interesting thought that just hit on me. What do you think about it possibly being either a spirit guide or an angel watching over us?
So what you're saying is that it might be a good thing as opposed to everybody's thinking of it being an evil or angry entity type thing.
I'm thinking it could be in some instances. There are some that, yes, I definitely think they are malevolent, but I feel like just like spirits, there's good and there's bad. And there are stories of people who were frightened and feel threatened by seeing a shadow person. But then there's stories of people who see it and have no feeling at all. They don't feel frightened, more curious, if anything else. I know in the experience that I had seeing a shadow person, I definitely didn't feel any threat or fear with it at that time. And the way that sometimes they just watch you makes me wonder sometimes, are they looking in on us? Are they making sure that we're okay?
Another version of the shadow people is what some people call the old hag syndrome.
Yes, that goes back to the sleep paralysis.
Right, where it's based, you actually wake up and you see a shadow person sitting on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, maybe it's psychosomatic. It might be some future person going, okay, today, Caius, we're going to look in the life of Bob and Bill. Bob and Bill is going to be sitting right here sleeping, and we're going to check exactly what's going on in his brain. Don't let him wake up. Oh, geez, now we got to hide.
That's an interesting theory on them, definitely. The old hag, that's something else that I'd like to discuss on another episode, because I don't believe that it's always sleep paralysis, and I'll tell you why when we talk about that on a future episode.
Yeah, so it's just, one, I've seen shadow people. Two, I can't explain it. Three, the reason I'm kind of joking about it is my own personal experiences are very dark and very, very, very much sinister in nature. I don't think they're demons. I'm not sure they're interdimensional or time travelers, but I do know that they do have malevolent, if that's the right word.
Malevolent?
Malevolent feeling about them.
Again, though, I don't think it's all of them are malevolent. Oh, going back, another theory, the Mothman. Now, the Mothman was a shadow people that people would see in, what city was it?
Oh, come on. We're a paranormal place, and we don't know where the Mothman came from, Kim. Come on.
I am so sorry. My mind is fleeing a blank. Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
West Virginia, yes.
There we go. Now, it is thought that the Mothman was there as an omen for the things that happened in this area. Could that be a theory behind Shadowmen, that they're there as an omen to foreshadow things that are to come?
It might be.
Now, my question is, some people also say that they see glowing eyes with the shadow people, whether they be red, white, green, multiple colors. I've never heard of chartreuse. Well, like a yellowish, would that be a chartreuse?
It's a purple yellowish type of thing.
Purple and yellow, that doesn't seem like they would match. Mercy.
That's chartreuse.
Okay. Actually, chartreuse is thought to be purple, but it's actually, I think, a green.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of purple, yellowish. It makes a green. It's technically a liqueur.
Oh, well, that too. It is a liqueur, but it's also a color.
Yes.
And it's a green color.
color between yellow and green, similar yes. as the yellow color mixed with small amounts of green.
Yes. So. Anyway, have you read of any other famous encounters other than the Mothman and the Slender Man for people seeing shadow people?
I remember actually first the definition of the shadow people from a episode of a show called Ghostly Talk, which is actually going to be my recommendation for this week.
I used to love Ghostly Talk.
The gentleman who started it actually does have a reboot of it.
Awesome. I will definitely have to listen to that. Well, there is a movie that came out called Shadow People. I haven't seen it or heard anything about it. I just came across it as we were.
It was kind of a low-budget movie, I think in 2017. A gentleman was named Scott L. Him and his buddy Doug actually started the Ghostly Talk.
There's a movie called Real Cases of Shadow People, the Sarah McCormick story. This came out in 2019. Mm-hmm. It was directed by Joseph Massafero and Joseph D. Thomas. And it says that it's kind of like a Blair Witch thing where these students go missing when they're videotaping, documenting the shadow people, and they disappeared. And it's one of those found footage things. So that might be interesting to check out.
There's also a movie called Shadow People that was released in 2012. I'm going to put the links in our file here. So that way, if anyone wanted to check it out, it's underneath Rotten Tomatoes. And what else can you say about Shadow People?
Well, there have been photos with Shadow People in them. Mm-hmm. Again, that could be the way the spirits show on camera. But there have been photos taken showing what appears to be shadows looking out at the camera.
Now, interesting to note, there's also a group called shadowpeople.org. They do have a posting as of today, Friday, May 28, 2021, about caught on camera and basically descriptions if you wanted to know anything about that. Also to note that when it comes to shadow people, some people see them as smoky wisps. Some people, like myself, have actually seen full-body apparitions and actually interacting with real-life type of situations. Tell you of mine, it was basically when I was 7 or 8 years old. We basically, up until I was 16 years old, lived in a haunted house. And we'd have these weird sounds and weird knockings and nightmares and dreams, that sort of thing. And my personal situation dealt with the fact of every night about 12:15, I'd wake up and I'd see something peeking out my bedroom door. Later, it would move into the room when I wake up again around 2:15 and just would sit there and watch me and try to reach out and grab me. Or at least I thought it was reaching out to grab me. It was basically just kind of reaching out with its hands. And several times I'd wake up in the middle of the night with my blankets on the floor. Now you could say, he probably kicked it on the floor or something like that. It may or may not be, but a lot of things that happened in that house. Someday, one of our guests would have to be our mother to sit down and discuss what went on at that house. And why the heck did she have something follow us from house to house to house? That'd be something if you would be interested in. You know, we could always drop us a remark at our website or on Facebook or even in Spotify, Google Podcast, or the Apple Podcasts, and let us know exactly what you would want to be doing about that.
Yes, our mother is a very interesting character. As I've mentioned on our previous episodes, she is, I guess you could say, multi-talented. She has had prophetic dreams. She has had remote reviewing. She has read our minds. She has seen ghosts. She pretty much you name it, she can do it. Aside from like bending spoons or anything like that.
Well, we've never tried her, although she does wear a spoon ring on her finger.
Yes, this is true, but she did not bend it herself.
No, our stepfather, Don, did that for her.
Interesting thing, she can never wear a watch without time stopping.
And none of us can.
That's true. Every watch I've had has died also. But again, ADD, off topic. So for me with shadow people, it was a couple of years after we moved out of the house that Richard was talking about. And I awoke one morning to see what I thought was my mom peeking in and watching me from my bedroom door. And it was interesting because even though the house was pitch black, I could see like a light behind it to where you could actually make out the shadow of the person. But I didn't see a face or features or anything like that. And as I mentioned earlier, I was not frightened by this creature. I thought it was my mother. And I asked, is it time to get up? And I kid you not, I saw the shadow nod its head, yes. So, okay, I decided to get up out of bed and go to the kitchen for breakfast. When I get up out of bed and go into the hallway, the house was pitch black. I walked to the kitchen to see if my mom was in there cooking breakfast. Again, pitch black. Everybody was sound asleep. I looked at the time on the microwave, confused, thinking, well, my mom just told me to come get up for school and nobody's here. What's going on? So I looked at the time on the clock and it was 3 a.m. But like I said, this thing never scared me. At that point, I was more confused than anything else because my mind could not rationalize what had just happened, how my mom had just told me to get up for school, but yet everybody was still sleeping and it was barely 3 a.m. So I just kind of went back to bed, just confused. But that was my experience with the shadow person. Any thoughts on that experience I had?
That is kind of a thought, you know. Just not sure about that. Again, like I said, I've had just the dark experience when it came to the shadow people. You may have, you know, may not had a ghost experience.
That's why I'm saying I don't think that they're all evil. I think it's like other entities such as spirits or ghosts where there's good ones and there's bad ones. Who knows? Maybe it was, if you believe in aliens, maybe it was a curious alien looking in on me, wondering about humankind and how they sleep. Maybe it was somebody from the future looking in or from the past. Maybe an alternate version in another dimension of my mother telling their daughter it was time to get up for school. Or maybe it was, like I had mentioned before, a guardian angel or a spirit guide keeping a watch on me, making sure I was safe, because there are a few other instances that happened in that house which did freak me out quite a bit, and I can talk about them on another time.
So anyway, we've got so many ideas for future topics off the topic of today's topic.
Yes, it's so amazing because the shadow person, it leads into so many topics because it could be so many different things. So it's really hard to discuss just shadow people without touching on these other subjects because it could possibly be those other subjects. And who knows, maybe it's just a mystery. Maybe we're never know what a shadow person is. Maybe we're not supposed to know. But if you have any shadow people stories that you'd like to share with us, you can email them to us, and that would be at infoskeptic.com. You can also go to our website, skepticpsychic.com, and contact us there with your stories. We also have a Facebook group, which is, of course, Skeptic Psychic. You can join us and chat with other people who enjoy the supernatural or who've had experiences, and you can share your experiences there. And I love our group because it's a great group of people who really respect each other and treat each other with kindness. So if you're looking for a place to share your experiences without being judged, our group is a great place to do that.
Definitely.
As Richard had mentioned before, we are located in multiple places, such as Apple Podcasts. Also, we are located at Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, and Podbean at this time. Any one of those, you can go and listen to us. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, please, please, please be sure to rate us.
The more five stars. That way, yes, everybody could see us and get to know us a lot better.
Yes. And if you have any ideas or comments, you can always, again, reach out to us by email or on our website and let us know what you think of the show. Definitely leave your reviews if you rate us. You can also go to our Facebook page, Skeptic Psychic, and you can rate us there. Give us a review on our site as well. And if it's all right with you, we will read your reviews on air.
And comments.
If you'd like to remain anonymous, that's no problem. Just let us know. And do you have anything else you'd like to say for this week?
Very informative. I enjoyed somewhat talking about this, but I just want to let everybody know that we are very much interested in everybody getting to know us a little bit better. And we, in turn, would like to get a little bit better known with you guys. So as we close the casket on the shadow people, again, we forgot.
Yes.
Recommended podcasts.
Yes. Could you give us a little more detail on Ghostly Talk?
Ghostly Talk was one of the pioneers in the podcast of the paranormal. Co-hosts Doug and Scott L. pretty much talked about it from their hidden bunker in Michigan, discussing topics such as UFOs, the paranormal, the unexplained. They actually had the lead singer of Gore on there at one time. Just a bunch of really cool guys that really brought into focus a lot of the discussions that I would have with friends. And to me, even though I've never met Scott L. or Doug, always seemed like they were a friend.
Great. And I will leave the link to their podcast along with our description. And who I'd like to recommend this week is a new one I just found on Facebook called the Sandy and Todd Cast. And Richard, you're going to love this. Their tagline is "Stay Weird."
Okay. I'm more of a weirdo than I am weird.
No, you're just weird.
Guys on me, we're tight. You know, I've got the two fingers crossed and I'm the thumb over here.
They do have a website, but it doesn't have a lot of information on the cast itself, other than their name is Sandy and Todd. And on their Facebook page, it says they're two best friends who live in different states. They share personal insights of their own stories and invite others to share their stories. And their goal is to create a safe, non-judgmental space for everyone. So it sounds like they're quite a lot like us. So I definitely recommend checking them out. And I will leave their Facebook page on the description as well.
All right. So that little vampire hand just reached up and blocked the casket. So as we are going to shove it back down again, we hope that everybody has a wonderful evening and good night.
As always, have a wonderful night, everybody, and pleasant dreams.
Good night.